Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. The first flight I remember taking was actually in, I'd say the late 1980s, and it was actually a flight from, I think, San Francisco to maybe Hawaii or something, and that was because I was going to visit my mom at the time, and I don't remember much about the service on that flight. I think they actually gave you deck of cards, and you know they may have served you an actual meal and stuff. As I started traveling, in the 90s for work, the things kind of went downhill in terms of service. And, you know, the amenities in the 80s were scaling down, and from what it used to be, I'd say, you know, even in like the late 1920s, right? Of course, back in the 1920s, air travel was a novelty. You were not flying at 35,000 feet. You were flying at a much lower ceiling because the planes weren't pressurized, that kind of thing. So, you could actually even open the window on a plane if you could imagine that. They modeled some of the some of those first passenger cabins after express trains and that kind of thing. So they made it look similar to that. And then of course, you know, over time it's evolved to what it is today. Regulations and current events and all that stuff have changed. How comfortable it is. It's no longer, the commercial airliners try to cram in as many people as possible into as small of a space. And anybody who's seen me in person realizes I'm not a small person. And so of course, those kinds of things don't go over well with me. Over the last 3 decades, I've definitely, seen more than my share of airplanes and yes, it hasn't gotten a whole lot better. If you're flying coach, if anything, they're trying to segment things and make things even worse so that you are, they try to extract more and more money out of you because, yeah, it's competitive, so to speak, although, certainly doesn't seem like it on some of the routes that you pick, but there's a pictorial history here in a Bloomberg article that actually shows, what the different cabins look like. Now, granted, if you're flying first class, things haven't changed all that much, right? I mean, that's always been pretty swanky. Where the changes have really occurred is in coach, right? That class or cattle class, as it were. That's where things have kind of really packed in. They've taken away most of the amenities. Although, you know, at least on Delta, I see the occasional thing popping up, and you know they see compared to United anyway, it's an improvement as far as I'm concerned. But it's kind of gone downhill, and I don't know what it's going to take to improve things. I mean, there's only so much. Everybody's kind of at that same low level. And, you know, it is kind of cool to see these pictures from the 1950s and 1970s. I think I didn't even realize that they had speakers in the back of the seats in the 1970s, right? I guess if you wanted to listen to, the radio or whatever, that's they didn't have headphones or whatever. It seems kind of odd, but that's, you know, now they've got, you know, the in-flight entertainment systems are just ridiculous now, that they have on these planes. It used to be, the aisles used to be wider, that's a whole other thing as well. It just seems like things were a little more comfortable back in the day. Now, not so much, from what I'm hearing from pilots and such, it's probably not getting a whole lot better. The airlines are not necessarily kind to their employees, which of course, gets down to us. So it's no surprise that, flying, you know, not just first class flying has been going downhill, right? It's been going downhill for those of us who generally fly coach a lot worse. And, again, I just don't see it getting any better. But if you want to see you want to see some pictures of how it used to be, and maybe in first class, then take a look in the show notes and you can see this article. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/ps on the web for more information.